It's the CRM Success Secrets Podcast about productivity with a twist. Hi there, my name is Mary Sue Dayhill, your host. This podcast is for business coaches and consultants tired of working nights and weekends. They are looking for strategies and proven tactics to streamline their business using a CRM and automation. Let's get to it. I get it. Thinking about moving all of your different applications into one CRM feels like a headache coming on to me, maybe even a migraine. And then the idea of it taking forever, because why wouldn't it? Yikes, I wouldn't want to do it either. But guess what? Most of my clients make the switch to an all-in-one CRM in less than 30 days, and you can too. My name is Mary Sue Dayhill, and I am the host of CRM Success Secrets. This is a 5-part series on transitioning to an all-in-one CRM from setup to sales in just 30 days. We've already covered why 30 days is the sweet spot, how to create a CRM transition roadmap, and the 5 systems that you'll definitely want to move over first. So in this episode, what we're going to be covering is connecting the dots of your technology, like your website to the CRM, which is just a pivotal step, as well as other things. So let's get to it. So when we're talking about transitioning, this is where timing becomes super important, because we're usually moving or connecting different technology through forms. And most all-in-one CRMs provide embed codes for your forms, making it very easy to replace existing website forms. You just take the embed code, remove the old form, put the new form in there. Seems straightforward and like I would do it first. But the fact is, depending on if you have an autoresponder after someone submits the form, you have to have that system built in the new CRM before you replace the form. So this applies to not only just regular forms, but also any online booking tools that you may be using, or even a payment page. So here's a step-by-step guide to help you through the process. And again, I love spreadsheets, so you may want to make a spreadsheet of your forms. Usually there's like 3 to 5. So identify the forms on your website. Just literally click through all the pages on your website and create a list of pages containing forms. Usually I include a link in my spreadsheet directly to that page. This includes newsletter opt-ins, contact forms, referral forms, anything like that. Then recreate the forms in your CRM. Very straightforward. You might be adding fields here, first name, last name, email, phone number, and then any other, contact information you want to collect. And then replace the forms on your website. If you don't know how to do this, look at their help documentation and look up embed code or HTML code for instructions on how to do it. But your website designer can help you, or the support team for the website host that you use. So there we have it for forms. Next is appointments, payment pages, and other apps, because these are usually other things that are on your website or linked to your website. So appointments, again, you want to do an audit of anywhere on your website that may have the appointment embedded on the page, or a button linking out to an appointment to schedule. If there's nothing connected, this is super simple and, check, it's done. But it's also an opportunity here to just look at, could you embed the discovery call onto a page on your website and make it even easier for people to schedule with you? Payment pages is the next thing. So this one is where people have some sort of auto response. They'll have a confirmation of payment or a welcome sequence. So if you have those, you again want to make a list of where these are, linking to the page, and evaluating what are the next steps after people fill out the payment page so that you move that. We don't want people going to old payment pages when you move into a CRM because, you know, one, it may not work. Two, you won't even be notified that someone made a purchase. Three, the whole experience may be weird because everything about what it was taking them to has changed. So payment pages, make sure you have a list. Make sure you have a link to those pages. And, you know, this list is not only helpful for replacing it, it is also helpful for testing that everything is working as expected with the new system. If you have payment pages that you don't even want to use anymore because you're replacing them, I would delete them personally or somehow move them to draft, because I have seen several clients where they, you know, we replaced the link to the new payment page, but they had some email where they didn't update the link to the new page. And so they're linking to this old page. And then they're like, why is this happening? Well, it's because it almost would have been better that they got a 404 error because they would come back to you and ask about it. Instead of allowing them to move forward with this payment process that just wasn't ideal. Third is connecting other apps. So if you have apps that you are keeping, such as some people like their online appointment booking system, or they have a separate online course system or some other niche specific app, you'll want to connect them. You want to keep your contacts in one place. And to me, that should be in your CRM. And this is where Zapier becomes supremely valuable, because it allows you, if you have a new contact, maybe that you added into your CRM and you want them now to go into the course and you want to register, Zapier will help you do that more automated. If you have an online booking tool, you want to be capturing those contacts in your CRM. And my suggestion is to add an opt-in to your newsletter on your appointments so that you can add them to your newsletter. But even if you don't do that, you want the contacts in the system so that you can follow up with them later. So definitely look at Zapier on connecting other applications to your CRM. So again, timing matters when you're connecting your website or other applications to your CRM. It's, you know, you can see it's not that hard, these steps. So the timing is really the important piece. So you have built, you know, have you built the systems supporting those forms being submitted, the appointments being scheduled, or the payments being made? If yes, it is time to make the switch. And make sure you've completed a complete audit of your website so that you haven't missed any of those forms, links, or payment pages. This is so important just to make sure that it's clean and your new future client isn't going to get lost in pages that go nowhere. So by following these steps and timing the transition correctly, you can seamlessly connect your website to your CRM and start effortlessly gathering new contact and new subscribers. So this integration is critical in optimizing your CRM setup for effective lead generation and communication for sure. So stay tuned for the final episode in Setup, From Setup to Sales in 30 Days. I will cover how to avoid the biggest pitfalls in your CRM transition. Are your business systems a hot mess? Take the System Scorecard Quiz at www.worksmarterdigital.com/quiz. You will receive proven strategies to leverage technology in your business. And when you schedule a systems strategy session with me, I will personally provide you customized recommendations for your business. So again, that is www.worksmarterdigital.com/quiz. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the CRM Success Secrets podcast. Cheers to you, and I hope that your systems are successful.